This is Rabbi Nassan L. Braun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Wednesday, November 8th, 2023. We begin Vav Amud Beis 6b, the first section. It's the black text. We wanted to know yesterday, how could it be, right, the Rav Papias and Yeshua had an animal on Pesach, they had the Vlad then too, and they didn't sacrifice it till Sukkos. If it's true that in violation of a positive command in one festival, why didn't they bring it on Shavuos? So Rava says, right, Zivit said the name of Rava, Shehayachola Ba'atzeres, right, that the animal was sick and we couldn't bring it when it was sick. We wanted to make sure it was healthy and, you know, viable. Rav Ashi says, no. My v'achalnu v'lad ha'shlamim b'chag. When they said, when Yeshua and Rav Papia said, we ate its v'lad as a shlamim on the festival, right? D'ktani chag ha'shavuos, they were referring to Shavuos, right? So Pesach, they had to wait because it wasn't 8 days old, and they offered it on Shavuos. So v'idach, why does Rav Zvid not give that answer? He says, no, ki kol hecha d'tani Pesach, tani atzeres. Whenever we say Pesach, when we want to refer to Shavuos, we don't use the word Chag, we use the word Atzeres for Shavuos. Chag always refers to Sukkos, and therefore you have to create this scenario, right, where the animal was sick on Shavuos. Now I'm a Rava, right, so now, right, we have an Aseh, we have the Los Aseh, now you blew it, it's three regalim later. So I'm a Rava, Kevin Shavra Lav Shalosh Regalim. Once Shloshim Regalim pass, you don't keep your word, your vow, your oath, etc., blah, blah, blah. Bechol yom b'yom over b'Val Ta'acher. Every single day you're in violation of Val Ta'acher. Right? It's a daily violation. Mara says, wait a minute, Meisfei, we ask a question on Rabbah. Echad b'chor, v'yachad kol ha'kodshim, whether we're talking about a b'chor, a firstborn animal. Well, all the other kodshim, all the other animals we're going to sacrifice. Kevran she'avralim shana below regalim, regalim below shana over b'val ta'acher. Right, once a year passes without three regalim, or three regalim without a year, so you're in violation of b'val ta'acher. Okay, so first the Gemara says, wait a minute, hi my tiyufta, what kind of question is that? Rava says after three regalim, you're in violation of Baal Ta'acher. Now we're talking about, right, once either a year or three regalims, you're in violation of Baal Ta'acher. Why is that a question? So Amar Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana says, no, Manda Kamosim, Shapir Kamosim. The one who's asking this question is asking a very good question, right? Michdei Tana Alave Kamahader, right? Since the Tana is talking about the labs, the losas, the negative commandments that you're gonna violate. So listening, he should say not just you're in violation of Baal Ta'acher, he should be more specific and say b'chol yom b'yom over Baal Ta'acher. On every single day you're in violation. That's what he should have said, right? If Rabbah is correct, not just a simple you're in violation every day. So v'idach, right? What about Rava? So now Tana lemikveh b'lam kamahader. The Tana only cares about establishing the time frame for a negative commandment. B'lave yisevei lo kamahader. He's not worried about listing all the other losases. He just wants to give you the time frame. The fact that he didn't include it doesn't mean he doesn't agree with it. A gufa. Right, now we come back to this statement. We're going to analyze this statement. Echad b'chor v'echad kol ha'kodshim, right? Whether we're talking about a firstborn animal or all the other animals that are sanctified to the mizbech. Kevan she'avra leim shana below regalim, regalim below shana. Whether we have a year without three regalim or three regalim without a year, over b'val ta'achir, in violation of b'val ta'achir. So the Gemara says, bishlam al regalim below shana mishkach asla. Right? To have three regalim without a full year, right? So that's easy, right? Make the vow a week before Pesach. By the time you come to Sukkot, it's 6 months and change later. It's less than a year. Ela shana below regalim hechimishkach asla. How do you find the case of a year without three regalim being included in it? So for that, you got to come back tomorrow because this concludes our learning for today. Please come back and join me tomorrow.